So our Best of the Midwest is a series of Thursday interviews where we talk to folks who know about places in the area, sometimes a neighborhood in Chicago, sometimes a place far away. I would say this is a place very near to downtown Chicago, Lake Geneva, Wisconsin. And in our studio, once again, is Stephanie Klett, the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. Hi, Stephanie.
Hi there. I'm so excited that you and your bride spent the weekend in Lake Geneva in fall.
Yeah. Why do you say in fall?
Well, because it's a whole different vibe, as you know. Summer, it is, I think it's the good pact, but there is hustle and bustle. And fall is just a little slower, a little kinder to the soul. And I think some really great deals in the fall as well.
It's easier to get into the beach, too. There were a couple of guys swimming.
That's so, you know what, they do that in October as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't understand it, but good for you.
And the boats were still running? The tours were still going?
They are. They're running through this weekend.
Oh, is that it?
That is. And then the next cruise that'll come up will be about, I think, Thanksgiving, and that's the Santa Cruz. It's awesome.
They told us about that, too. Describe the Santa Cruz.
So the Santa Cruz is, they do an adults-only cruise, but usually it's bring your kids, your grandkids, and they take a 45-minute boat ride, which in November and December in Wisconsin is, you know, not something you normally do. And you go past all these beautifully decorated homes and signs, and then you get to the North Pole, and Santa comes out of his house. And he has a list of every kid on the boat. So he reads the nice list, and the kids, when they hear their name, go ape. It's awesome.
And the boat that you're doing this in is indoors. The seating is indoors.
It is. And it just puts you in the Christmas spirit. And before you take off on the boat, you're at Pier 290, which is a great restaurant. I think you went there.
We did.
This trip.
Yep, we did.
How did you like it?
We really liked it, and we loved the location, too. And, you know, you're right on the water there, and the staff couldn't be nicer.
I love it. And in the summer, it really has a Caribbean vibe. It's the one place in Wisconsin, I'm like, one place you can discover the Caribbean, and that is at Pier 290.
I had the beef stroganoff.
Oh.
Yeah.
I've never had that.
Oh, well, I don't know if that's a seasonal thing. That does sound sort of like a winter dish, doesn't it?
It does.
I was happy with my order. I'll
tell you
that.
Okay, good. Good, good, good.
And so that was a pier, and that's where the Santa Cruz goes off from the restaurant, Pier 290?
It does. And I think the coolest thing, John, that they do is when you arrive to Pier 290, you go into their boat house, which is huge, and they have all these different charities that have different Christmas trees decorated, and you can, different raffles.
Right.
But you go out on the pier, and you walk through a polar vortex. So they've created this fog and this mist.
Oh, really?
And you walk through it, and then all of a sudden you see the Santa Cruz, which has thousands of Christmas lights on it. It is so cool.
Imagine what that does to a kid, huh? I mean, is that just the most fun-sounding thing?
It is. And then, you know, they're off to see Santa. And he is coming out of a beautiful house that looks like it should be Mr. Claus's place.
So this is in Williams Bay, though, right?
It is.
Okay, but you're with Lake Geneva, right?
Yes. So Visit Lake Geneva, it's really, we call it, it's a region. So I can't tell you how many times people are taking the Santa Cruz, and they're like, oh, I love Lake Geneva. And so Williams Bay and Fontana and the town of Lynn and Lyons and Lake Geneva, they're all part of what we do, as well as Delaware.
Now, we can break down my trip there with Brenda last weekend. Incidentally, I thought the leaves were really, really pretty, and I thought maybe they needed 7 or 10 more days. What's the color like there?
Right now, it's full color.
Yeah.
It is perfect. Yeah. And I'm not sure if you did Snake Road.
We did not.
Okay, Snake Road is a rustic road 2 miles outside of Lake Geneva, if even. And it's exactly how it sounds. It just winds, and a lot of beautiful estates. But the colors there, it is one of the most beautiful fall drives that you can do. So probably the most well-known in Wisconsin, Door County with Jens Jensen Road,
right.
The Great River Road, which is 255 miles along the Mississippi, and then Lake Geneva Snake Road. It's stunning.
Well, so rather than just breaking down my trip there the whole time, what else should our listeners know about things that are coming up.
Well, I'm dying for you to tell me what the highlight was of your trip. Please, please, please.
That's always
happens. Know how you love to be interviewed.
Well, that is my job, to interview you. And then you always try and turn the table on me. But I will say this. I thought that one little smart hack is to stay at the, is it the Wrigley House?
Yeah, the Wrigley Beach House.
Wrigley Beach House, which is right above a bistro, right on the main drag there in Lake Geneva.
Yes.
And it's this delightful, what is it, Airbnb?
It's Geneva Lakes Vacations, so it's a short-term rental.
Got it.
And it's right above Barrique Restaurant and Bistro and Wine Bar,
right,
which is a great place.
So we had breakfast there or brunch the next day. That was delicious, right? But it was also such a cozy bistro wine bar inside. We didn't have the time to go there in the evening, but I think that would be a very fun stop.
You know what? It's one of my favorite hangouts in Lake Geneva. First of all, you're on the corner. It's got all this action going on, but you have a beautiful view.
Yeah.
But she has so many different kinds of wines and sangria and specialty cocktails, but it's charming.
Yeah,
it has its own special feel, and a lot of times it's very busy, it's very small, but they have outdoor dining as well.
Yeah, which I guess obviously would work well in the warmer months, but I did kind of like that it wasn't this massive, sprawling place. It felt local that way.
It is. It very much is, and the owner wants to keep it that way.
But we also enjoyed the, speaking of large, the Grand Geneva.
Oh, what did you think?
How well done. It's beautiful in there. And here's the thing that really we enjoyed, because I think a lot of us have been to these golf resorts or vacation resorts where it's swimming pools and it just goes on forever and ever. But when you walk in, they've got this lobby, and in the lobby area, there's a bar, and it was a very happening scene with real comfortable chairs. As I recall, kind of a square-shaped room. But then in the corner, they had a really good three-piece jazz combo.
Mm-hmm.
So that music just added such a kind of special feel to the room. It wasn't just check into your hotel, there's the drinks. It was a place you wanted to hang out. In fact, we went into dinner and I thought, oh, I just want to be here right now for a while.
I'm so glad you said that, because there are times if I get stressed and I'm working late, I drive to the Grand Geneva and I sit in their lobby and grab a wine and listen to that band, and then I'm reminded why I do what I do.
Yeah.
And in just a few weeks, the Grand Geneva is doing its illumination ceremony. So if you want the spot, I think, in the Midwest to get in the Christmas spirit, they have 2 million lights, and they turn them all on at the same time.
Oh.
And Santa's there. And for the next several weeks, kids can drop off mail, and Santa answers every letter, and they do breakfast with Santa, and they do a gingerbread contest, and it is just one of the coolest things to get you in that spirit.
Okay, so this is Lake Geneva. It's on Geneva Lake, and it is that whole region. So when you visit Lake Geneva, you're around that lake. Are there any? Now we got to stop talking about my thing. We got to talk about your thing. So what else?
I'm protesting formally.
What else is going on between now and the end of the year that you want to make sure? And if it's just come up there and check into a room and enjoy, I'll live with that. But if there's anything else you want to make sure we know to do, what would that be?
Well, it is, and so it's hard to think of, but they'll be making snow soon. So the Grand Geneva obviously is one place that's great to go, but we have a place called Wilmont. And so Wilmont ski area, it was bought up several years ago by Vail, but they have, if you're not a skier or a snowboarder, they have, I think, the best snow tubing hills around that I've ever been to. I got clocked in at 45 miles per hour on a snow tube, and the backside of me actually hurt quite a bit the next day due to the bumps and the high speed. It's a blast. So if you have no talent like me and want to have winter fun with very limited skill, you've got to do that.
When do you all do the snow sculpting?
Oh, so Winterfest and America's Snow Sculpting Invitational, that is happening the last weekend of January through the first Sunday of February. And so we have teams from across the country and maybe across the world. I'm not giving it away yet because we'll be doing the announcement, but it's truly the best snow sculptors that are here on this planet.
Well, that's what the waitress at the bistro was telling us the next day for brunch. She goes, you can't believe what these people do by a 10-foot by 10-foot square. And I said, they give them a 10-foot by 10-foot. That's a lot of snow. She
it
said,
is.
Yeah, it is. And you come rain or shine, you know, the snow is made by the folks at Geneva, right?
Yes, at the Grand Geneva.
So they then deposit this snow chunk there, and then these people go to work, and it's art. And I'm thinking maybe if you wanted to do that, you should book your room sooner than later.
Absolutely, and go to visitlakegeneva.com because all the details and hotels are there. But they really are artists, and here's the big thing. They've got this 10 by 10 snow block that weighs thousands of pounds.
Yeah.
They are not allowed to use any motorized tools, all hand tools only. And literally, this is something that you would see in an art gallery. What they do is spectacular. And then at night, it's a whole different vibe. Plus, we do bonfires on the beach. So you're stargazing and you're making s'mores on the bonfires on Riviera Beach, which you walked. And then we have fire performers and we have live music. And this year we're bringing huskies in and people can pet the dogs. And it's a little bit of everything. And it's just a blast. A
lot of nice shopping, of course, dining and drinking in the whole Geneva Lake or Lake Geneva area. One last thing, though. Just talk a little bit about... So we also went out to one of the apple orchards and farms out there. Talk a little bit about that.
Sure. I think you went to Apple Barn Orchard and Winery.
Yep.
And so that's in Elkhorn, a 10-mile drive away.
Oh, no. We went to Wadsworth.
Wadsworth?
No, not Wadsworth. There was another...
Walworth. You went to Pierce's Farm Stand.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. Did you? So you saw all the hay bales that the kids play on?
Yes.
And they have the sunflowers and the corn maze.
Mm-hmm.
Did you try any of their cookies?
They are right now... Who did I... I just gave the bag to our production guy.
So,
because I was eating them and I thought I will not stop eating them if I don't hand them to somebody.
It's true.
So I walked into Jimmy Mac's studio and I said, here, I can't have these anymore. The chocolate chip cookies there are incredible.
So we have a former Super Bowl champion that represents Visit Lake Geneva in our commercials. And he went to Pierce's Farm Stand and he couldn't get enough of the caramel and of the cookies. So if you like fall cookies, cider donuts, you know, warm cider, Pierce's Farm Stand is the place to go. It's what you think of fall.
We bought a lot of apples. We bought some of the homemade breads there.
Oh, they're so good.
It's just the kind of thing you would hope to find at a place like that at that time of year. It's a nice harvest, if you will. Stephanie, we're out of time.
Aw, no.
We have to stop.
We're just warming up.
Stephanie Klett is the president and CEO of Visit Lake Geneva. And if you click on visitlakegeneva.com, you can plan your own getaway. And I will thoroughly endorse whatever you decide to do.
Oh, thanks, John.
Oh, are you done now? You're actually going to let me go to a commercial break?
Yes.
Thank you. Okay, we'll do that now.